don't even catch his eye. And suddenly I'm thinking of you. A hint of cologne you used to call your own. That smell reminds me of you. Years pass by in the blink of an eye. Before you and I were through. Now that man walks by, I think about you and I. And then I think only of you. Think of day one, I knew you weren't the one. But hey, you were so damn cute. With that sexy smile, we used to talk for a while. Or just be when the talking was through. By someone completely new. I think of your child with her beautiful smile. And then I think only of you. These days I'm good, I'm doing exactly what I should. I'm doing what I need to do. But all it takes is one little mistake. Something reminds me of you. A song. That song drifts by, I think about you and I, and then I think only of you. Man walks by, and in the blink of an eye, I'm in a place that I always knew. To cry, and I can't explain why. 'Cause I'm glad that you and I are through. But still, I think only of you.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few, I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
I'm looking through you. Where did you go? I your feeling. I can take the pain. Tell me that you mean it, that you won't leave again. Tell me what your heart wants. Such a simple thing. My heart is like paper. It's like a flame. I can't make you see. If you don't by now, I'll get through these chains somehow. So tired, I just don't care. Can't you see how much you hurt me? It's like I wasn't there. Tell me what your heart wants. Such a simple thing. Is like a flame. My heart, it's like paper. Yours is like a flame. I can't make you see.
It's on. We are live on 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We're here subbing for Tears of the Gods. We're not sure what that show is, but we are very excited because we have a special guest. Well, first of all, I'm here with Will Wilson.
Hello.
The voice of the Will.
Is my microphone even up?
Yeah, it's now. There we go. Now we're rocking. Everybody's
hello.
Yep. All right.
Oh yeah, yeah.
What's your name?
I'm Moss.
All right, we have Moss in the studio, who is a prospective Tufts student. which is very exciting. Moss, how has your day been?
My day has been great. I like Tufts a lot. It's a really cool campus.
Wow.
I love that there's a radio station, too. Like this is awesome.
It's a pretty great radio station with some pretty great music. And we have Sam here, too, who is on two support staff. That's a fun fact about her.
Yeah, fun facts. And also a big Grateful Dead lover of them sweet tunes.
When's your show?
My show is 5 to 6 a.m. on Mondays.
That is the prime time for
you.
5
to 6 a.m.?
5 to 6 a.m.?
I have the same time slot.
You have the same time slot?
On Tuesdays.
Wow.
I've never met someone else. Do you enjoy the time slot?
I actually really do. I actually, what I do is I take the time slot and I get up. I get from 5 to 6 a.m. I play them. I did a Dead Does Dylan fun facts.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It's like the
Super
Dead
neat.
Covering
deep cut,
Dylan.
Deep cut.
I know. And then I go for a run, actually.
We were meant to be friends.
We were meant to be friends.
Some people
do you also go on a run before your radio
shows? I do run in the morning. So
okay.
I have class at 8 a.m.
So
I don't like show up super soaked.
Although, I have showed up to one of my classes with skis on having done like a backcountry dawn patrol before class. Some would recommend it's a pretty good way to wake up in the morning.
Moss, it is important to note that some Tufts people are normal and do not wake up at 5 a.m. and instead do radio shows at 8 at night because they want to sleep. But we're very thankful for you to join our show tonight, I guess. I don't know what the show really is, considering Tears of the Gods, you know?
Daniel. No, thanks for having me on here. It's cool.
Yeah. All right. I guess we're going to go right back into the music.
We'll
you got a track?
On.
Oh,
yeah.
just go
hit
for
us,
it,
hit
man.
Us.
Slumber from dream to dream, and what does she dream? strange. Oh, you know you love her, but do you really know her? I look at her face. Lord, I know I'm somewhere near, but she's somebody else. She's somebody new, and I can't help myself.
WMFO Tufts Radio.
That's right, William Wilson.
You're joined by Will Wilson and
Mr. Matthew Soderberg, the voice of of the Smooth Jelly Experience every other Saturday, 8 p.m. And so that means tomorrow.
The voice of the Will every Tuesday morning at 5. We had a hectic start because a prospective student was touring with a friend that we know.
That's right.
And we just wanted to get him in here, hype him up, make him come to Tufts.
Go to Tufts Moss if you're listening out there, my guy.
I hope you're listening.
Yeah.
And Sam, if you're listening, hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Sam, what's up? yeah, so what's up, Will Wilson? How you been?
Oh, I've been good.
First week back on campus.
Yeah,
man.
It feels nice.
Yeah.
I'm glad to be back.
That's true.
The workload hasn't been bad for me.
That's true. Me as well.
It's
going to get much worse very soon.
I'm very glad that I had a nice break into a really easy first week back.
That's right.
And then this weekend, I'm hanging out with friends. I'm not doing a whole lot.
Yeah, never do a lot.
I was
don't
listening
do too
to a
much.
Lot of music. Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Well.
Yeah. Well, you know, what can you say? Me and Will just that last song you heard was Nelly by Dr. Dog.
What did we hear before that?
Favorite. Before that was Flower Trucks, Enough for Now, and Ray LaMontagne's Such a Simple Thing, which is his new song. Very good.
Real quick, the Flower Truck, that new album.
Mm-hmm.
Great album.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then Dr. Dog.
Yeah, we're gonna go see Dr. Dog May 2nd at the House of Blues.
2nd.
That's a Boston music venue that we have heard of, and we are going to go to a show at.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Pretty exciting. They should rock the house.
That's gonna be.
They tend to play for a very long time.
Do they?
Yeah. So
I mean, they have like 80 albums. What yes. seems like they have so many albums.
That's true. Well, you know, people from Philadelphia, they work hard, I guess.
Yeah. I don't is know. That what it is?
Go Philly. Go Braves. Yeah. Let's go.
Do you think they'll do a Super Bowl shout out?
Oh, absolutely. When I saw Dr. Dog show.
In the Pats land? Yeah.
Yeah, I think they will.
They definitely will.
I saw a Dr. Dog show a few years ago where they brought the Philly Fanatic, and for those unfamiliar, that's the Philadelphia Phillies mascot. It's a big green
wow.
monster-ish thing, and that came out on stage during their encore, and we all just grooved. It was a good time.
What are the odds we meet the doctor, just the doctors themselves?
I think very high. I actually had a friendship online with the mother of the drummer for a while.
Wow.
So shout out to okay. Julie Slick. That's we used cool. to talk a lot. That's kind of weird.
That's actually, yeah.
But I ended up meeting the drummer through
that's
that.
That's pretty cool.
So shout out to drummers and their moms, I guess.
Wow. We have a nice long show for you guys. 2 hours, we're subbing in.
2 hours of us, man. That's pretty
2 hours.
We might unbearable. Tune in, tune out. Drop in, drop out. You know what
please.
I need to do.
We might have some people joining us later in the studio.
Oh, I'm sure we will.
But for now, it's just Matt and I.
Just Will Wilson and I off on a Friday night musical adventure leading up to your lit Friday nights. And we're going to... What's this next song?
Up next, we got Cute Thing by Car Seat Headrest.
Oh, that's right.
I got so fucking romantic, I apologize. Let me light your cigarette. Come visit Kansas for a week of debauchery songs and high fives and good sex. Stage presence, I will be your rock god when you're rolling the dice.
I accidentally spoke his first name aloud, trying to make it feel
Was Shaky Graves with Shovels of Rope and their song Unknown Legend, which we just described as three billboards music.
I don't want to diss the song at all. I liked it, but I loved how it ended.
Yeah.
Not to say I'm glad it ended.
No,
but
I agree.
The,
it's kind of nice.
How it ended, it felt...
It just kind of says goodbye.
It felt really nice. It did.
Yeah.
It
did. Good to feel nice on this here Friday night.
What do we mean by three billboards music, Matt? You want
to... This is a brief reference to a popular film, Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri, which I... didn't love, but I've taken a lot of flack for that.
I liked it.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's decent.
It's a good movie. It's not to the point where I felt as though it were trying hard to be artsy.
Yeah.
It wasn't there yet. It definitely was trying to do something.
It was trying to do something.
And I don't know what it was.
It's not like I can make a good point about anything, so I can't criticize it. It attempted.
It would have been the best point-making movie if it would have focused on one thing, I think.
Exactly. I think it was dancing around. And then Peter Dinklage was... I don't know why he was there.
Yeah, he was all right.
I mean, I love Peter Dinklage.
I actually don't think... I think they should have hired a different midget actor.
Ooh, okay.
Only because...
I don't think we say that word.
Well, yeah, you can. No, because that's... What would you say?
I believe...
It's actually the term.
Correct me if I'm mistaken. The term is dwarf. Little person.
Dwarf.
Dwarfism is the...
Is that disorder? Bad?
You know, to be honest...
I don't really know.
I don't know. So it's, call in if we're really...
Look, if we're not, if we're not
we
being
know.
PC enough for the shorter listeners...
Yes.
Then we will take that into account and we'll change what we're saying. But
we honestly don't know.
We'll refer to them as...
We're not going to refer to them at all because we're going to save our conversation on three billboards, but...
We're going to... Oh, I was going to say people like Peter Dinklage.
People such as Peter
Dinklage. They just needed a different actor there.
I agree.
He's too popular now.
He's Tyrion to a lot of people. Not that I really watch Game of Thrones. But anyway...
You should.
Yeah. What can you do?
In other
big news, the Westworld season 2 trailer came out today.
I heard it dropped. I hadn't seen it.
It's pretty exciting. It's got this like slow version of Heart-Shaped Box by Nirvana, like playing on piano. It's like kind of freaky. Bernard's doing some crazy stuff. I'm so excited.
We should play that trailer.
We kind of should.
On air.
But I think that it's a bit long and a bit wordy for our esteemed listeners.
Maybe we'll just have to listen to some Nirvana then.
Maybe we will.
We will, actually. We listen to some Supertramp.
That's right. You may have thought your Friday evening would be Supertrampless, but you thought wrong.
We have a couple songs.
We're about to blast some Supertramp up in the studio from the album. What's the album called?
Breakfast in America. We got Gone Hollywood and Goodbye Stranger.
So we're just going to play it, and you guys react in whatever way suits you.
I want to talk about the album now before I talk about it
Go
after.
For it, yeah.
I liked the band. I just had never really listened to a full album by them.
Mm-hmm.
But over break, I listened to Breakfast in America top to bottom multiple times because it's so good. It's so good.
Exactly.
I listened to it in the shower and elsewhere.
Yes.
Up next, Gone Hollywood, Goodbye Stranger.
That's right.
In my life today. yesterday. I was up before the dawn, and I really have enjoyed my stay. But I must be moving on, like a king without a castle, like a queen without a throne. I'm an early morning lover, and I must be moving on. Now I believe in what you say is the undisputed truth, but I have to have things my own way to keep me in my youth. Like a ship without an anchor, like a slave without a chain, just a thought of those sweet ladies as I ship out through my veins. And I will go on shining, shining like brand new. I'll never look behind me, my troubles will be few.
Thank you.
All right, you're back on 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Radio, as Will Wilson would say it.
91.5 WMFO Tufts Radio.
Some of us were born for the radio. I myself really have the face for radio, not really the voice.
I love that joke.
It's a good bit.
It's hey, you got a good face for radio.
Yeah, my dad's been telling me that for a long time.
So. Do we have a burn?
Oh, we don't have we don't have our soundboard up. We're a little unprepared here.
Here, I got it.
Yeah.
Oh!
Oh, he got it. Wow, that was definitely not Will Wilson here in the studio.
Yeah.
You know, we're enjoying ourselves. It's Friday night.
Yeah, we normally bring in special guests,
but our special guests have kind of bailed.
Yeah. So we might just have to bring in a specialer guest.
We're searching for a specialer guest to come. If you are listening right now on this Tufts campus, if you accidentally pull up the feed, come down to the station and come on air.
Please.
We'll talk to you. I want to hear about your life, whoever you are. Although, if you're listening to WMFO on a Friday night, I don't know if it's that interesting.
Well, no. If you're listening to WMFO on a Friday night, you're doing the right thing because you can do it before you go out for the
Exactly.
night. That's why we do this.
Listen and then get lit.
This is before the fun.
That's
and
right.
And by lit, you mean go to late night.
That is
it. It stands for late night
in
interactions.
Totally cool.
Totally cool.
With TUPD. All right. I guess the next song we're going to play is a song that I don't know how I heard it first, but I don't think it's a very good song, but it's really addictive to listen to. So I'm going to go ahead and play it.
All right.
Thank you. It's a lifeless life with no fixed address to give. But you're not mine to die for anymore, so I must live. Born of a bottle from heaven's hand, and now you know, and here I am. Oh, 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 oh.
WMFO. I'm not going to say it again, though.
Okay. All right. But you are listening to Tufts Freeform Radio. And we have a lot of special guests that have just arrived in the studio but don't want to talk because they're all super lame.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd love to talk.
Oh, okay. Wow. Connor wants to talk. See, you should grab that microphone if our other special guest, Julia, doesn't want to talk.
Hey, what's up?
Julia wants to talk.
Wow. Yay. The whole gang.
And then we have another person over there that's here, like messing around in the Lost and Found.
Kind of a weird kid to mess around in the Lost and Found. But
what's your name? Just say your name.
Dave. We got Dave in the studio. He's looking in the Lost and Found. We're not quite sure why.
It's not Dave.
But some kids do weird things, and you got to accept it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You can hear yourself.
I know, they were.
It's sweet, right?
It's pretty magical, crazy, right? Wow. What's up, guys? How is your recent culinary experience? Don't be specific, please.